What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss today, taking you up until 2 o'clock. Chris Muller has the reins after that. He will be live at Rivers Casino from 2 until 6. So over halfway through this voyage today, and we go out to the fan hotline right now, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we find longtime baseball scribe John Parrotto from Pittsburgh Baseball Now. John, City Limits and I just had a fun little exercise last hour where if I put him in charge of all four of the major sports as the commissioner, what changes he would make. So for baseball, is the obvious one and the one that we both agreed upon, is it the salary cap and floor?
I would like to see that. I used to be a proponent of, I like kind of the free market deal, and I know the players certainly do because, you know, that drives up the salaries. But yeah, it's to the point now where something has to be done with the salary floor too, because you just have some teams that just don't want to spend at all. And I think if there were a floor and a cap, that it would certainly at least, I don't know if you'd ever have total parity in baseball, but I think it would even things out more, and it would force teams who don't spend to at least try to spend and try to put a competitive product on the field year after year.
Now, to tie into that a little bit, I know that you had a piece come out earlier this week. The relationship between Bob Nutting and Ben Cherington doesn't seem to be in the greatest setting as of right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it bad at this point, but I do think it was they were surprised when Bob Nutting came out on June 21st when he the day the Pirates announced their partnership with Sheetz for the patch on the sleeves of the jerseys, that he basically implied, if he did not say outright, but he implied that they would do what it takes within reason to try to put a contending team on the field, if they were in contention in July, which they are, they're still within striking distance of the wild card, that they would do what they could to upgrade the offense. But I've had two people in the front office tell me that was not the case, and they were surprised and they were a little upset that they were basically told there was no money left after they'd spent. And I mean, in fairness, they did spend some money in the offseason, and they signed Mitch Keller in spring training to the extension, but that was pretty much it, unless they were able to move some people, some players that had some salary to offset whatever type of salary they would bring back in a trade. And that kind of frustrated some of the front office people.
Pirates are 44-48 as of right now. They are still in the conversation, in the thick of things in the NL wildcard race. Their playoff odds are just over 7%. As we are just about 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks away from the MLB trade deadline, what strategy do you think, do you anticipate the Pirates taking?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't see them making big additions. I really don't. And I could be totally wrong, because the thing about the July, Donnie, is the trade deadline is so fluid from day to day, even hour to hour sometimes, on who's talking to who and how aggressively teams decide to pursue players or maybe have a couple of losses and all of a sudden think our chances are worse and back off. But if I were to predict how this is going to go, I don't think they're going to make a big addition, even if they can. And the reason I say that, because they really have not gained any traction this season since they started out 9-2. You know, they win a couple, they lose a couple, they win a couple, they lose a couple. They need to go on a winning streak, and they need to do it pretty soon. They need to rip off 5 or 6 games in a row to get back up, you know, to even with the rest of the wild card leaders, and then put themselves in position, hopefully for them, their sake, to take off the final 2 months. So I really think it's going to depend on how they do here. You know, even these next couple days before the break, and then coming out of the break, they have a homestand with Philly and St. Louis. So as of now, if they just keep kind of spinning their wheels like they have for so long, I don't think they're going to be a big buyer.
Last season, we know that they started out hot. They were one of the best teams in baseball through the first month of the season. They were 20-8, and then they hit a lot of dry spells. They had a terrible next couple of months that came in 2023. This year, it's been different. They had the hot start out of the first 10 games or so, first dozen games, and then it really has been a middling when it comes to what their splits have been. I think at worst they've gone like 3-7 over a 10-game span, but at best they've gone 6-4. They've mostly been a team that has been 5-5 the whole way through. When you look at the two seasons together, the entirety of 2023, the first half plus of 2024, is there one that's maybe more frustrating than the other? Like, I felt like last year, given how they started, left a more frustrating taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Donnie. I mean, you know, the fans are starved. I mean, you know, you're from Pittsburgh. You're a Pittsburgher. Fans are starved for a winning team, and they want the, you know, I mean, people want the Pirates to do well. And I mean, when they do well, you look back to 2013, 14, and 15, people care. They come to the ballpark, they follow the games, they listen to the games on the radio, watch the games on television, and people really want the Pirates to do well. And that was the frustrating part, because they got the hopes up so high early in the year, like you said, 20-8 start, and then everything just plummeted. So I would say last year was more frustrating. This season's been frustrating too, in a way, but not to that degree. The frustrating part is kind of two steps forward, two steps back. And you know, I forget who made this observation to me recently and said, the toughest thing to do is be a fan of a 500 team, because you're kind of good and you're kind of bad. Where if you root for a really good team, when you have a bad week and lose 5 out of 7, it's like, well, that's okay. We have a good team. It's no big deal. Or if you have a terrible team and you win like 4 out of 6, you don't get excited, because you know this is really a terrible team and they're not going to win many games. And that's been the thing with the Pirates. They look at times, Donnie, like they really could be a good, competitive, contending team. And then other days, like last night, they turn around and they look like they're the worst team in baseball.
One of the key frustrating pieces I feel this year, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, I think he's at least on the medal stand when it comes to disappointments, in 2024 is Ke'Bryan Hayes. Another 0 for last night, although the team as a whole only had 4 hits in the game. But he's hitting just .229, his on base is .287, his slugging is only .296, his OPS is only .583, that's one of the worst on the team, and his OPS plus is .67. What has happened here with Ke'Bryan Hayes? And now there's even thought of, should the Pirates consider finding a deal involving Ke'Bryan Hayes? Like, how has this gotten to this point with him?
You know, it's been a combination of a lot of things, like it usually is when a player struggles like this. I still believe that he has back issues that are more serious than he's letting on, or I don't think the Pirates are covering up. I'll say this about Ke'Bryan, and he's a tough kid. I know he's quiet, I know he's soft-spoken, but he's a really, really tough guy. And I think I think he tries to play through this back injury probably when he shouldn't. And I think part of it is that he just feels obligated to be out there every day for the team. But I've got to believe the back has to be a factor, especially, he's only hit 2 home runs. And when you can't drive the ball, usually that's the sign there's some kind of injury when you just consistently can't drive the ball. I mean, sometimes you go in a slump and you don't hit for power, but this has been all year. And frankly, it came out last year that he went to visit with John Nunnally, who was then the double-A hitting coach at Altoona, kind of clandestinely. And to me, that's a pretty big sign that him and Andy Haynes just don't click, the Pirates hitting coach. And he's so quiet that I don't get this. And he keeps things to himself. But I almost have that feeling that if the Pirates did indeed call him tomorrow morning and say, hey, we're trading you to wherever, I'm not so sure he'd be upset about it at this point, because it just seems like this marriage is not working between the Pirates and Hayes, and it's not like it's really acrimonious. It just isn't panning out.
I can't believe I'm asking this, but when it comes to the guy that is basically viewed as his backup, he does have position versatility on the infield. How much of a gap is there between Hayes and Jared Triolo as players?
Well, I think Hayes, when right, is a better hitter than Triolo. But I will say this, and this is a high compliment to Jared Triolo, because Ke'Bryan Hayes can play the heck out of third base. I mean, that gold glove he won was well-deserved last year, and he should have won more than one so far in his career. But Jared Triolo is pretty darn good, too, over at third base. And I don't think defensively that it would be a big drop-off if you played Jared Triolo every day. I still have faith that Ke'Bryan Hayes would be a good big league hitter and probably end up better career-wise hitting than Triolo. But at this point, again, even offensively, as much as Key has struggled here, I don't know if it's a whole heck of a lot of a drop-off to Triolo at this point.
Talking to John Parrotto, baseball scribe from Pittsburgh Baseball Now here on 93.7 The Fan. John, another Paul Skene start today. He has been as advertised and then some. He's 5-0, just under 69 innings of work for, or just under 60 innings of work for him. 78 strikeouts, only 12 walks. The ERA is 2.12. The Pirates have won 7 of the 10 games that he has pitched in so far this year. He is a massive star already, and I hope that Major League Baseball has picked up on that. He has made history. He's the first overall pick one season to be named an all-star the very next season. Should they even take it a step further? Should he start the all-star game for the National League on Tuesday?
I think they should consider it, and I know it's a kind of a tricky situation here for Major League Baseball, because there have been guys who have been, everyone else has been in the big leagues all year on that pitching staff. And if you look at the entire body of work, there are probably guys who deserve it more just for the fact that they've started more games, pitched more innings. But the All-Star Game's about entertainment, Donnie, and I mean, Paul Skenes is a big, big name in baseball right now, not just here in Pittsburgh, but nationally. I mean, people are making a big deal about him, and people want to see him. And I think Major League Baseball, and I know it'll be unconventional, but I think that I would start him. I mean, you're only the way the All-Star game works now, the starter used to pitch three innings. Now everybody pitches one inning. Hardly anyone ever even pitches two innings. So it wouldn't be like they would be messing the Pirates up for a couple of weeks if they pitched Skenes three innings. And I think they should, because from a publicity value, people want to see this guy, and not just in Pittsburgh, but nationally. And here's your chance, if you're Major League Baseball, to showcase a kid who has done something unprecedented, going from being drafted number one year to being in the All-Star game the next. And I think if I'm Major League Baseball and I'm Rob Manfred and I'm the PR people in MLB, I want to showcase this guy, and the best way to showcase him is to start him.
John, you have been covering baseball for a long time. You have seen a lot of very good and great players. 10 starts in, I know it's a little bit premature. Where does Paul Skenes rank for you out of, you know, I guess, projectable players, like where you think he could possibly end up? Do you think he is in the pantheon of, we could be looking at a potential future Hall of Famer here, all-time great, or do you think we're a little bit premature now?
I always hesitate and kind of go the conservative route on players when they come up, but, you know, this guy he had a huge amount of hype coming when he got caught up to the big leagues on May 11th. He somehow, some way exceeded that hype. I mean, he's been better, I think, than even the most optimistic fan thought he was going to be. And, you know, and I hate this, and I certainly hope it doesn't come back to haunt me someday for Paul Skenes' sake after 10 starts, but he has the look of the kind. He has Hall of Fame talent, let's put it that way. And he seems to have a very good head on his shoulders. So I don't think that he'll make missteps off the field or get, you know, kind of get lazy or you know, drunk on success. So, yeah, I think, and again, he's a long, long way from being a Hall of Famer career-wise, but he certainly has the talent and the mindset to be a great pitcher.
John Parrotto, baseball scribe from Pittsburgh Baseball Now, Pirates and Brewers at 2:10 this afternoon. John, it should be a good ball game. Do you think the Buccos come away with 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee?
Well, Skenes is their good luck charm, and like you said, it should be a good ball game. So I like the Pirates' chances whenever Skenes pitch, that's for sure.
John, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure, Donnie. Thanks for having me.
There we go. John Parrotto from Pittsburgh Baseball Now. He is, and I like a lot of the guys that cover baseball in this town. Big fan of Jason Mackey, Destiny's Child, Andrew Destin, Noah Hiles, obviously. I love any time I get a chance to chat with John Parrotto. He is a real veteran in the field. And I think he is an all-time straight shooter, what we get from John Parrotto. He joined us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, we will digest a little bit of what John talked about while he joined us. Also, what should the Pirates do? What should their strategy be as we approach the 2024 trade deadline? Limits and I will get into that coming up in just a few minutes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.